Journalist Faye Flam interviewed risk communication expert Peter M. Sandman on February 9, 2020, about the coronavirus pandemic to be, now officially known as COVID-19. This is Segment 5, Preparedness. For the other segments, the complete hour-long interview, or other content on coronavirus risk communication, go to www.psandman.com.
What are the most important things people can do to prepare?
I continue to think that the single most important thing to do to prepare is get used to the idea, is get past the adjustment reaction, you know, get past being in denial and refusing to take it seriously, which is a problem, or being hysterical and taking it, you know, more seriously than it deserves so far, which is a problem. Getting through the adjustment reaction and out the other side into the new normal where this is part of our lives is the single, in my judgment, the single most important thing for people to do. But then there are practical things people can do now, and there are certainly practical things organizations can do now. A lot of it has to do with planning. As community transmission becomes more common, assuming that happens, the emphasis of governments and of organizations moves from containment to mitigation. You stop trying to stop it. You even stop, You stop trying to stop it, and you start trying to mitigate it, or you focus more on mitigating it. So one of the main things you do that we can start getting ready for now, in case we're going to need it, is social distancing. So, you know, school closings become more likely. Mass events tend to be canceled. People get encouraged to telecommute rather than go to work. Business continuity becomes a real issue. A lot, you know, one of the things businesses should be doing as they, you know, or any organization should be doing is it gets ready for a pandemic that even if it kills relatively few people is likely to sicken a lot of people condensed into a short period of time, is cross-training. You know, so, you know, you start thinking, okay, who do we have in our organization that if they're sick for a week, we're really hobbled? And who else can we train so that they can take on that person's job if that person is sick? Doing a lot of cross-training now so that organizations are more resilient when illness is more common for a while is a very concrete thing that organizations can do. Individuals can start planning, what am I going to do if my kids have to stay home? And that's two different plans. What do I do if I have a sick kid? Or three different plans. What do I do if I have a sick kid? What do I do if I'm sick? What do I do if the schools are closed? The time to start figuring those things out, you know, kind of now.
Yes. Yes. Well, there have been a lot of articles of sort of very sort of pessimistic ones saying, oh, well, our country was not prepared for this, as if we've sort of missed some window of opportunity to be prepared. And I was thinking back to an earlier conversation you and I had about sort of people having having an overwhelming number of things to be prepared for when nothing's going on.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me that we get both halves of this wrong. That the idea that you should prepare for X when X isn't on the horizon, you should spend a lot of money getting ready for something that you have no idea when it'll happen or if it'll happen and no evidence that it's coming, is debatable. How much money do you want to spend preparing for an asteroid hit?
Yes.
How much money do you want to spend preparing for when artificial intelligence tries to conquer humanity? I mean, you make a bet. How much money do you want to spend preparing for an earthquake in New York City? You make a very long list of hazards that you might spend a lot of money preparing for. And it's easy in hindsight. You know, once something is on the horizon, it's very straightforward to say we should have prepared more earlier for this.
Yes.
But that's hindsight bias. You know,
right.
We didn't know it was this that we had to prepare for. We had a list of 1,000 thises. And if you're saying we should have prepared for this, do you think we should have prepared for the other 999? Or do you think we should have known it was going to be this? I think the case for, I mean, you know, obviously some kinds of all hazard preparedness make sense. But the sense that you can prepare for everything as if it were on the horizon when it isn't seems to me excessive. Okay. That's the first half. Okay. And then paradoxically, the second half is when it's on the horizon, suddenly they stop telling you to prepare.
Yeah.
which is bass ackwards. I mean, I don't know that we should have prepared for the coronavirus before there was a coronavirus, but we sure as hell should prepare for it now.